Z Gloss Paint Coating, Aquapel Rain Repellent, Auto Detailing, Window Tinting, Rust Protection, Truck Accessories, Remote Starters, and Auto Glass Replacement. Z Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
And welcome back to Saxonburg. Scott Briggs with you here on WISR as we get ready to start tonight's game. The Knock Knights taking on the Freeport Yellow Jackets. Introduction of the starting lineups for Freeport. It'll be Vinny Clark, Jalen Brown, Garrett Schaffhauser, Aiden Skradaski, and Matt Alessino. Clark is a freshman, as is Alessino. So two freshmen starting on the floor for Wayne Grazier's Jackets here tonight. For the Knock Knights, once again, the starting five we've seen all season long: Scott Frazier, Jared Schreckengast, Brady McKee, Jake Scheit, and Julian Sanks. Of course, last Friday night, the Knock Knights setting a school record with 14 threes in that game against the Derry Trojans. Was first done back in 2003, and then again at the end of January in 2006, but has not been done since. So it's been almost 12 years since somebody's had at least 13 in the Knights, breaking that record with 14. And Julian Sanks, for the second time in his career, 7 threes in a game. And actually, that may be the third time in Julian's career he's had 7 threes in a game. And Julian is on track. If things play out and average out as well as they've done so far this season, he's liable to end up as the Knights' all-time three-point shooter. He's third on the list right now. Moving up with a bullet. Still about 30 away, but he averages 3 a game for the rest of the season and then into the playoffs. That should get him pretty close. So it's knocking Freeport. Knights 4-0, Freeport 3-1. And Knock, in their section wins this year, averaging a win of 28 points per game margin. Their average score of their section games, 70-42. And I do not ever remember a Knock team as dominant in section as this team has. You can look at a lot of reasons for their excellent play. First of all, they had a very tough last 2 years in that conference they were in, so they had to learn a lot about what it takes to be really good. And, of course, moving down into 4A, not quite playing the teams with the same type of solidarity as they did with the other ones. The Knights will control the tip. Sanks on the left wing to Jake Scheit. Scheit sets things up. Knock wearing the home uniforms for only the fourth time this season. Third time here at home. Scheit goes in, banks one off the glass, no good. Rebound underneath by Jalen Brown. Brown goes underneath with the basketball, out to Alessino. And then back up top to Brown as we play a man defense. Brown on the right wing to Alessino. Back out to Vinnie Clark and then to Garrett Schaffhauser up top. Very deliberate offense. Brown tries to drive in the lane and draws a foul. And so Brown will go to the line to shoot 2. Very quick foul here, and that's on Jake Scheit. And Jalen Brown looking to put the Jackets in the lead with a couple of free throws here early. And he makes the first one. Jalen Brown, the only senior starting on this team. And he's been doing it all for the Jackets this year. You look around this section, a lot of teams with one senior. Here's Sanks for three to start things off. Bounces off the left side and then goes out of bounds off of Knock, and Freeport will get it back the other way. I was watching the Knights in warm-ups, and they were not hitting a lot of threes. Of course, they need to do that. Here's Brown again, steps into the elbow, now goes baseline underneath Frazier. Frazier blocks the shot, and it's the carom is pulled away by Schreckengost, and then Frazier outside to Schreck. He'll launch a three-pointer, and Schreckengost's three goes in and out. Schiffhauser back the other way, and he runs into one of the Knock Knights, and a foul called against Knock. That's Julian Sanks with a foul. So the Knights with two fouls already, less than 2 minutes in. Clark with the ball. Around to Brown at the center, K. Brown slowly works to his right, working against Frazier. Up top it comes to Clark. Clark off to Skradaski. And that's who Jordan, or who Schreckengost is watching. Long range three off the back, no good. Rebound Frazier. Frazier back quickly for the Knights. Drops it off to Sanks. Julian across to Jake Scheit, and Knock sets up the offense. Scheit drops it for Schreckengost, who comes back around to the top. Off to Frazier, looking underneath, nobody home. Now to Sanks, inside to McKee, low post, outside it goes. Here's Scheit for three, his three goes off. Rebound though by McKee, and the putback doesn't go. And Knock 0 for 3, 0 for 5 shooting. 0 for 3 from 3-point range. Outside with the ball, Schiffhauser. And he goes in, and a foul called on Julian Sanks. And Julian just picked up his second. That does not bode well for the Knock Knights here tonight. Skradaski to inbound the basketball. Throws into the backcourt. Frazier with the steal. Off the inbound pass. Frazier takes off down the floor as three curls around the defense. Off to Scheit into the corner to Schreckengost. Up top to Sanks. Back to Scheit. Scheit running the offense. Goes far side to Sanks. Guarded closely out along the perimeter. Sanks steps in and pulls back outside. Swings it up top to Frazier. And Knock starts all over again. Scheit working against Jaylen Brown with a spin move. Goes low, up to the elbow, into the far corner. McKee doesn't take the shot. Out to Sanks. He'll shoot another three. And finally, the Knock Knights on the board as Julian Sanks drains the three. Just needed that one perhaps to get going. Here's Jaylen Brown looking inside. Goes to the corner. That one's knocked away by Scheit before it got to its intended target. Ryan Lang will come in, and Julian Sanks will sit down with two fouls. Julian got a haircut. In fact, he got them all cut. Looking rather sleek. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Jaylen Brown working against Frazier to the foul line. Kicks it back outside. Schaffhauser with it. He'll try to spin inside. Turnaround shot leaves it well short of its intended target. And quickly ahead to McKee. McKee with a nice feed to Frazier. Frazier waits, shoots, and draws the foul. Gets the bucket and one. Good job by the Knights to look down the floor as the foul's called on Matt Alessino. His first, team's first. And Frazier at the line. And he gets it. Scott shooting just over 80% from the free throw line this season. And the Knights are up 6-2 here in the early going. Jaylen Brown for three off the basket, inside out. Rebound comes down to the Jackets, though. Minnie Carter gets it. Now to Brown. Goes between two Knock Knights and then forces it back outside. Tried to feed into the middle to Alcino, but the ball was knocked away. And back it comes to Jaylen Brown. Just about throws it over the middle. Down the lane, shot no good, rebound by Scheit. Scheit far wing to Frazier, and he loses it out of bounds. Substitution for the Jackets. As Persic on the floor. Jaylen Brown tries the drive and gets the two. And it's 6-4 in favor of Knock. There's Scheit quickly down the floor. Goes to the foul line. Scheit down to the baseline. Back outside it goes to McKee. McKee for three off the back, no good. Rebound tipped away. Yellow Jackets have it. Knock 1-for-4 from three-point range early on here. And a travel called against Vinny Clark. Got the ball in the corner. Looked like he had room to shoot, but decided to take off with it. And he spun the tires. Schreckengost with the pressure. Gets the ball into Frazier. Frazier will just take it down the floor himself. Frazier end-to-end layup is good. Nice touch by Scott Frazier on the lay-in. And he's got five. And Jaylen Brown back down the floor for the Jackets. He loses the ball, but it goes right to Vinny Clark in the corner. Clark around the top, feeds underneath. Alcino can't go anywhere with it. They kick it to the far corner. Brown looks off the shot with Frazier in his face. And Kasperczyk goes in. That shot is rejected. Pulled off by Julian Sanks before he could get the shot away. Schreckengost goes inside, and a blocking foul against Spradaski as Schreckengost tried to drive. And Knockle inbound from the corner. Schaffhauser into the game now, and Alcino sits down. Wayne Grazier resting guys here. Scheit to inbound right side of his own hoop for the Knock Knights. Up top it comes Frazier. Three-pointer for Frazier off the back. I told you, Knock was not shooting threes well at all in the warm-up. And they are 1-for-5. Or 1-for-6. And another drive by Brown leaves it underneath. Scheit goes end-to-end. Scheit's layup does go. 10-4 Knock. Jaylen Brown comes back the other way for Freeport into the corner. Spradaski goes baseline. Far corner it goes. Clark for three. His three goes in. Vinny Clark, seven in the game. All of them for the Freeport Yellow Jackets. Scheit far side. Frazier, another three from Frazier. Good. Scott Frazier, eight in this first quarter. He has just been phenomenal in these last few games. Named last week, Player of the Week. Freeport with the ball. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. 13-7 Knock. Jaylen Brown with it. Getting the count here, and that was about seven. Turnaround shot. Bank shot is up and good by Schaffhauser. Scheit tries to go to the corner for Brady McKee, but McKee was coming in instead of out. And Knock turns it over, and the Jackets get the ball back down by four. Ryan Lang in, along with Adam Bajuzic, so Knock goes with a little lineup here. A minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Brown. Schaffhauser tries to go in, and a blocking foul. Either Bajuzic or McKee, and it's Brady McKee. His first foul, team's fourth. Jackets to inbound left side of their hoop. Inbound it comes to Schaffhauser, knocked away by McKee. Couldn't quite save it before it went out of bounds. Good hustle, though, by Brady McKee. And again, the Jackets to inbound left side of their hoop. Backcourt, it goes to Brown and goes all the way back across, and Brown will bring it back in with a minute 15 to go. First quarter, Knights by four. Brown, ball knocked away by Bajuzic, but then the Freeport gathers it back in, and Bajuzic steals it away again, then has it stolen from behind from him. Goes to Schaffhauser, his shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound and a foul on the shot. And a couple of guys, nobody really wanted that one. And the shot partially blocked. Foul's called on Ryan Lang. And gets Spersic to the line to shoot two. Chance to cut the lead to two here. And he misses off the back. Thirteen to nine, knock, just under a minute to go, first quarter. Second shot short off the front, tipped up in the air, battle for it. Freeport comes down with it. Knock had their hands on it a couple times, just couldn't control it. Here's Brown, tries to go inside. Nice move by Brown, gets the bucket and a foul. And Brown will go to the line for the three-point play. Foul's called on Jake Scheidt, his second. Right now, the Hawk Knights a little lethargic. Misses off the front, and Bajuzik's there this time to gather that one in. Flops it over to Scheidt and Jake down the line. Knock sets it up here as we're under 40 to go in the first quarter. Off to Bajuzik. Bajuzik comes around the top. Off to Ryan Lang. Drops it for Frazier. Frazier outside, dumps underneath for McKee, and McKee's fouled as he goes up for the shot. Nice dump in for Brady. And three jackets converged on him, and it was Aiden Skradaski who got him on the arm, and Brady McKee at the line to shoot two. Brady shooting 77% from the free throw line here. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. McKee misses the first one. So right now, the Nock Knights just need to gather it back up. And McKee gets the second. And the Knights up by three as Jaylen Brown comes down the near wing. Back across the middle to Garrett Schaffhauser. They'll work for the final shot here. Schaffhauser into the lane, and a charging foul taken by Ryan Lang. Schaffhauser with his first foul, and Lang had the position and never moved. Schaffhauser just ran him over. And so with 12 and a half seconds to go, the Knights will have another opportunity here before the buzzer. And so Schreckengast and Sanks come back in. Freeport goes with the pressure, and Scheidt easily down the floor. Drops it for Sanks, but it's stolen away. Just a bad pass there. Freeport down the other way, has the ball rejected. Here's Frazier. Frazier from half court doesn't get it. And the Knights hold on to a 14-11 first quarter lead in a sloppy game so far for the Nock Knights. We'll be back to Saxonburg with quarter number two right after this.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back to Saxonburg, where the Nock Knights lead the Freeport Yellow Jackets 14-11 after one. Freeport will have the ball to start quarter number two. Scott Briggs with you here on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Very slow-paced game. Jaylen Brown to the basket, uncontested for two. Right now, he is Freeport's offense. Three-pointer by Jake Scheidt goes down for the Nock Knights. Here's another drive by Brown. That ball is rejected by Nock. And And the Jackets will inbound left side of their own hoop. Quick pass in, Gasparsic. It's stolen away by Scheit, who tips it ahead to Frazier. Frazier going to the basket by himself and draws the foul, going up for it. You could see once Scott crossed the center line, he knew he had about a half a step on everybody, and he just went to the hole with it. Good solid take by Frazier. And from the foul line, Frazier gets the first one. Frazier's second one on the way. Off the front, no good. So 2 of 3 for Scott Frazier. And the Knights up by 5, 18-13. Feed to the low post by Schaffhauser. He's just sort of driving the lane and feeding the baseline. Knock tipped it out of bounds. And so Christian Woronski on the floor now for the Jackets will inbound the ball. Woronski goes into Jaylen Brown, almost taken away by Frazier again. Schaffhauser in the paint, puts up a shot off the glass, no good, rebound Sanks. Ahead to Schreckengost, right side, Schreck with a little 8-footer, good. And Jared Schreckengost on the board with his first bucket of the game. Jaylen Brown shut off at the foul line, then decides to take off and go with it, rolls it off the front. And a foul called on Freeport as Brady McKee had the position. And it was Alessino over his back. That is the 6th team foul against the Yellow Jackets, so both teams now with 6. Just starting quarter number 2, the Knights up by 7. Scheit slowly to the timeline as Vinnie Clark picks him up there. And back to the middle to McKee. McKee into the right side now. Around it goes to Sanks. Looks off the shot. Sanks drives in, gives it to Scheit, goes low, and Scheit is fouled on the arm by Schaffhauser, and that'll put Jake Scheit at the line to shoot one-on-one. Second foul against Alessino. And so Scheit, who is, his shooting percentage is his number. And in basketball, that's not a good thing. But it's a little better now as Jake gets the first one. Bajuzic on and McKee off. Well, Sanks is also off. Remember, Julian has 2 fouls. And Scheit misses the second one. There goes Schaffhauser. It's going to go end-to-end and throws it up after good defense by the Knights. Far side, Frazier. Frazier to the basket. Frazier fouled again. And Scott Frazier going strong to the hole, and this time it's Jaylen Brown got him with the body. Well, you just see Scott take off and go and draws those fouls. At one point this season, 19 free throws in a row, including 17 straight against Deer Lake. And he makes the first one. 17 for 17 in that game. Frazier's second one is up and good, so Scott on the mark. And the Knights by 10, their biggest lead of the game. Into the corner it goes. 3-pointer by the Jackets goes off. Battle for the rebound. And out it comes to Schaffhauser. Schaffhauser has to come right to Jaylen Brown on the left wing. Tries to come in against Frazier into the paint. And he's going in against 4 knock Knights. The ball tipped away on the pass. Here comes Lang, 3-on-1 to Schreckengost. And Jared with the easy 2. And it's 25-13, and Freeport takes a timeout. So the knock Knights starting to come alive here in quarter number 2. Off of great defense. They've knocked that ball away from Freeport on passes probably 6 or 7 times thus far in this game. And that's what knock does well. Play defense. Right now they lead 25-13. Scott Frazier, 11 in the game so far for the Knock Knights. Vinnie Clark and Jaylen Brown leading the way for the Yellow Jackets. And this will be the final game of the first half of conference play. And the second half gets underway next Tuesday. Next Tuesday? No, that's not right. Yes, it does. Next Tuesday, we'll be back here against Mount Pleasant. 25-13 knock. Knights led 14-11. But outscoring the Jackets 11-2 here in the second quarter. And knock usually has one of those quarters. They start to get their momentum and get their rhythm, and they sure didn't have it in the first quarter. Now, Sanks on the bench with two fouls. Jaylen Brown down the wing. Off on the left side, Schaffhauser. Back to Brown at the top. Knock playing a man defense. Freeport spreading five wide. Ball off of Schaffhauser's foot. Schreckengoss battles for it. Ball comes to Ryan Lang. Off to Scheit. Scheit into the far corner to Frazier. Frazier clear run to the basket and loses the ball on his way up, but he's fouled on his way. That's why he lost the ball. And that's on Garrett Schaffhauser. That's his third. And Frazier will shoot two more. Misses off the back. Knock just does not look to have their shooting range tonight as well as they have in the last couple of games. Frazier, though, gets the second one. Still 5 of 7 from the free throw line, so Knock now will put some pressure on the Yellow Jackets as they bring the ball down the floor. Not a lot of pressure, but just enough to slow them down. Jaylen Brown tries to come around Frazier, goes to the basket. Shot is short. They're not getting any rebounds. Scheit into the corner, Bajuzic. Three-pointer from Bajuzic is airballed. And the Jackets back the other way. Outside it comes. Spradaski looks inside, loses the ball, knocked away, and it comes Bajuzic back the other way with it. He'll drop it for Jake Scheit, and Knock will set the offense up. Knock not shooting threes well tonight. Here's Frazier, another runner to the basket, and that lane just opened up, and there was nothing there, and Scott Frazier just went to the basket uncontested. Jaylen Brown into the corner. Carter for three from the corner, puts it off the side, rebound to Brady McKee. McKee ahead to Scheit. Scheit's going to go to the basket. Scheit lays it up and rolls it off the top. Into the corner to Carter. Carter goes baseline around McKee. And then Brady McKee getting the body into him, pushing him to the side, and Brady picks up his second. And that'll put the Jackets at the line to shoot one-on-one. Vinny Clark, who is not sure. I think I've got Freeport's totals mixed up here. Clark at the line, misses off the front. Rebound comes down to Julian Sanks. Sanks back the other way, looks to go in, shut off, and back out it comes to Scheit, back to Julian. Frazier in the middle to Schreckengoss, looks for the feed. Now he'll drop it for Scheit. Scheit goes to the foul line, takes on a left-hander. Oh, that was not a beautiful shot, but he put it in. And Jake Scheit with 6 here in the quarter. Here's a steal by Frazier. Frazier dumps it ahead to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss goes underneath the Sanks, goes through his hands, and then Bajuzic kicks it out of bounds before it bounces. Maybe one pass too many by the Knock Knights right there. 30-13 Knock. So the Knights in charge here. But that was not a good play. Jaylen Brown at the foul line takes the jumper. Off the side, rebound Sanks. Julian. Julian goes in. And Julian draws the foul on his way in. And he'll go to the line to shoot two because we'll be in a double bonus. And that is on Aiden Spradaski, and that is his third. Sanks at the line to shoot two. Julian with only 3 points in this game. 1 3-pointer. Knock with only two in the game. I'm sorry, three in the game. And Sanks makes the first one. Julian shooting 61% from the free throw line. It's well below his career average. Then again, he hadn't been there many times this season. Second one from Sanks, nothing but net. It's 32-13 Knights, 3.5 to go first half. This was a 3-point game after two. And Freeport loses the ball again. Knock with another bad pass. And then Freeport with another bad pass. And Knock just wisely lets it go out of bounds. So Knock will inbound right in front of their own bench. 3:15 to go. Up by 19. All of them coming in this quarter. Ryan Lang dumps to the corner to Jake Scheidt. Right across the timeline to the right. Waits for Bajuzic to come out and gather it in. And Adam slowly goes in. Thinks about it. Goes around the top. Looks for a cutter. And Schreckengoss gets it. Has the ball poked away from him as he's going to the baseline. But out it goes off of Freeport. And Knock will keep it. Scheidt to inbound left side of his own hoop. Scheidt near corner. It goes to Ryan Lang. Don't think Ryan has a shot yet tonight. Frazier up top. 2:50 to go. Frazier right side, Lang looks off the three. Back to Frazier. Back to Lang. Corner. Schreckengoss three. Off the side. No good. Tipped up in the air. Rebound Freeport. Another 3-point miss for the Knights. And another block shot by Knock on a drive by Jaylen Brown. Boy, Knock has blocked an awful lot of shots by Freeport tonight. Jackets will inbound right side of their hoop. Only 2 points in this quarter for Freeport. Into the backcourt it comes to Brown. He's able to get around Frazier and gather it in. Brown stutter steps at the foul line. Kicks to the corner. Stolen by Lang with Pajuzic ahead. Dumps it for Adam. Adam able to gather it in. Roll it around and it rolls out. Rebound by Schreck. And Schreck goes up. He's hit but no foul called. And back comes Freeport the other way. Here's Carter. Carter taking it the way. Oh, way no good. Rebound, Bajuzic hit back the other way for Knock. Right side it goes to Schreckengoss. He goes to the basket, floats it up and in. Jarrett said, I missed that last one. They got me. I'm going to get this one. And another drive by Brown is good for a bucket and a foul call. Brown really trying to force it now. And that foul called on Ryan Lang is second. So at the line, Jaylen Brown for the and one. Off the back doesn't go. Frazier with a rebound. Frazier across the timeline. Three guys on him. Goes far side to Lang. Up to Scheidt. And thankfully, it hit the ref because Scheidt missed it. And he gets it back. Frazier, corner three. No good. Rebound. Battle four. Freeport's got it. Brown the other way. Brown right down the lane and a charging call against Jaylen Brown, his third foul. The Knock Knights just 3 of 12 from three-point range tonight. Dan Lynch on the floor now for Freeport. Waiting for Frazier to tie his shoe. Minute 35 to go, first half, 34-15 Knock. As they're turning on the heat here in quarter number two. Frazier, Schreckengoss on the wing, goes underneath the Scheidt. Scheidt in the paint, puts up a left-hander and banks it in. Good game for Jake Scheidt. 8 in this quarter, 10 in the game. Clark with a baseline runner, kicks it outside. Here's Lynch for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Sanks. Nobody underneath for Freeport at all. Sanks outside. Lang for three. Gets it. Knights with a three, make it 39-15. Lynch on the wing, under a minute to go here in the first half. Kasparsic goes for it, loses the ball. Now it comes to Sanks. Julian just slows things down, goes across to Scheit. Scheit stutter step with it, got away. Frazier, wing, three-pointer, no good. Battle for the rebound. Freeport getting great position defensively, and they've got the rebound. Here comes Clark the other way. Kicks to the corner. Lynch for another three-point attempt. Misses that one. Frazier's got it. 22 seconds to go. Scheit goes underneath for Schreckengost in the paint, shoots and misses, gets his own rebound, comes back outside, shoots, misses again. Freeport gets it. Back the other way, Kasparsic. He has the ball poked away from him, and then out of bounds it goes with 7 seconds to go. Knock past the ball. Knights will have to go the length of the floor. 7.2 to go. Here comes Scheit. Scheit drops it to Sanks. Three-pointer from Julian Sanks off the front of the rim. No good. And the Knights, though, take a 39-15 lead into the locker room, holding the Freeport to just 4 points in the second quarter. We'll come back to recap first half scoring right after these messages.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Well, welcome back here to Knock, where we are at the half, and the Knock Knights leading the Freeport Yellow Jackets 39 to 15.